Welcome back to the Blessed Business Podcast, where we help Christian entrepreneurs and professionals launch and grow blessed businesses. I'm Hunter, and with me is my amazing co-host, Tony.
Hey, everyone. Today, we're going to dive into some game-changing principles that separate successful people from those who struggle. And the difference is thinking long-term. So whether in business, finances, or life, shifting your perspective from short-term wins to long-term successes will completely transform your results. And that's what we're talking about today.
That's right. And it's important because, you know, most people actually overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but they significantly underestimate what they can accomplish in like 10 years. And so today we're going to go through this and kind of break down why long-term thinking is critical and maybe share some examples and give you some actionable steps to tie it back all to biblical wisdom and principles that you can put into action to start thinking long-term and being blessed. So
looking forward to it.
It's going to be good. Well, so what do you think most people struggle with long-term thinking?
Well, I think we're conditioned to expect results fast, right? I think if you look around...
The microwave
society. Have, yes, exactly. incidentally, my dad has decided not to use the microwave, so it's he's pretty offended if I try to put something in it. So,
what does he call it instead? What does he use it for?
It's like storage, basically.
It's like the bread box now.
Yeah, exactly.
So he is definitely, against the microwave culture.
No, he's a long term thinker. But really, yeah, you know, we're about the instant gratification of, you know, quick money, fast results, immediate success, and you know, you see that on social media, overnight sensations, and. You know.
Click this link and in 23 steps, you can, or 2.3 steps.
Right. Yeah.
You can have a Lambo too, you know?
Exactly. And so I really think that success comes from putting the work in and planting the seeds and watching the harvest come up from that.
You know, you look at different characters in the Bible and think about it, if Abraham had a short-term mentality. Mm-hmm. Or if, think about God for perspective. Okay, so look at Old Testament characters, not just their sense of long-term thinking, but look at God's sense of long-term thinking. I mean, he even stretched Abraham's faith. He's like, okay, God, you've gave him this promise, but here I am 100 years old, right, and it still hasn't come to pass. And God's like, oh, I'm just getting started.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It took a long time for that promise to even begin to be fulfilled, right? It was like a very long-term thinker.
Oh, very, very long-term. And so he's like, okay, it's been like 80 years, 85 years, 87 years, like 99. It's like, okay, when's this going to happen? But you know, the thing about our God is he lives in eternity. And we, as finite human beings with limited time on this earth, we tend to think in the finite nature of things and the limitedness of our existence, which relates to our ideology. But if we can try to stretch beyond that and think longer term, all right, so long term in the eyes of God may be different than long term in the eyes of, I have a 2-year-old son. And so long term for him is totally different than, let's say, someone who's a little older. So, but as we mature and we get older and we develop, we can stretch that and look at God as the pattern. Mm-hmm. And look at how people in the Bible were able to transform themselves by thinking long-term as well. And think about Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty only comes to poverty. And so those that are looking for that overnight success or that quick win, you know, we talk about, that's a popular, you know, cliche term in businesses, like we're looking for the quick win, right? And there are, I mean, and there is something to that. I don't want to just, there is a separate conversation where that could be applicable, but in terms of just in general, trying to build a successful life, build a successful business, a successful ministry, whatever it is, a successful career, you have to think beyond right now. And you have to think beyond, you know, what's right in front of you, and you have to plan long-term.
Yeah. And I think those quick wins, if they're in support of a longer-term goal, those are great, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're working towards something, but when they're haphazard, when they're not really connected to your overall mission, your overall plan, your overall goals, right? You're not really getting anywhere. Mm-mm. You know, you're not making the progress towards the things that are really most valuable. And I remember hearing a quote a while back, basically about the tragedy would be being successful in the things that don't matter, right?
I love that.
So, like, yes. If you are...
Oh, I love and hate that.
Yeah, yeah, right?
That is a trap I'm likely to fall into.
No, I'm just saying, like, I think if you have a vision, though, and you are planning long-term, it'll help you avoid that, right? Because mm-hmm. you're going to look at what you want the end result to be, and you're going to live today and tomorrow and this year, next year, et cetera, mm-hmm. according to that. And it gets you out of the trap of just, like, being quote unquote successful for today.
Yes.
Disconnected from the future.
You know, so this morning I went to the church and I prayed, and I actually took my son. We have a 2-year-old son, and Winston, and I took him with me. And in one sense, it could have looked like, okay, I took, you know, 30 minutes or an hour out of my day to go do this. Whereas I could have been pushing forward our business. I could have been trying to make another sale. I could have made some more money, so I could have bought Winston some more stuff or left him a bigger inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
But long term, what's way more important than Winston having 28 more Hot Wheels to add to his collection this week, right?
Yeah.
Or a new riding toy or this or that or whatever, or eating at a slightly fancier restaurant. Those things aren't really going to matter 20 years from now,
right?
30 years from now, 50 years from now. What's going to matter is that I put into him spiritual values that says, hey, look, we go to the church, we pray, God is our source, and we need God in our life. And the prayers that I prayed over him, that's going to have a way longer impact, a longer reaching impact, I should say, than just going and spending another 30 minutes trying to crack out a little bit more work so that I could make a few extra dollars.
Right. Yeah. And I even was talking with someone about this recently, about the way to set goals and the way to plan long-term. I remember when I read the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, mm-hmm. the thing that stood out to me was the part where it says, basically start with the end in mind.
Yes.
That, I mean, I go to that all the time. Because you think about it, you know, if you're looking at it from today, it might, you know, in a horizontal kind of just worldly sense, it makes more sense to go put the 30 minutes into grinding it out,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
But if you're looking at it from the end result, the eternal perspective, at yes. the end of your life perspective, what's really going to matter? Mm-hmm. That extra 30 minutes is not going to make a difference then. But no. The daily investment into the kingdom, into praying,
building a relationship,
God,
with
building
God
relationship,
and my son,
exactly,
yes.
is going to pay off. Yes. And that's the thing that you're going to be, you know, wanting at the end.
Yes.
So it's like, that's how sometimes I think we can look at our long-term thinking through that lens and help us get to what's really important. Because many times someone will be like, well, I don't really know. Like, if you look at it from today all the way to the end, it's hard sometimes to figure out what you want to do. But if you look at it the opposite way, it can kind of clarify things for you. So
it brings perspective, yeah. I think. I like Donald Miller has something that he's been doing, which he's a fantastic author and speaker. And just if you haven't read any of his books or checked out any of his content and stuff, he's absolutely amazing. But one of the things that I like that he does is he reviews his basically his life. What is it called when not what's on your tombstone, but when they
his eulogy.
Eulogy.
Is it?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he actually has written this out, and he reviews it on either a weekly or daily basis, something like that. And then once he reads that, like, and he puts himself out there, like, you know, Donald Miller was the, you know, blah, 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 such and such president of the United States, or like he raised, you know, 3 amazing kids who went on
yeah.
to like solve
yeah.
world peace or whatever, you know, I mean, like aspirational, like, this is what I want people to say at my funeral. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, within reason, you know, obviously, but still aspirational, right?
Right.
And he reads that, and then he sets, I think, 3 primary goals for that day. Okay, these are going to be my tasks or goals, primary things I want to do today that's going to help push that vision forward. But all day long, he's spending his whole day thinking about the future. So if something comes up that's like a small issue that he could, a drama or something like that, that could be a major issue or that could be overblown and made a big issue that's really not a big issue. It's like, I'm thinking about something so much bigger and more important, right?
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to just smooth this over and move along, right? Mm. Or if there's an opportunity to get distracted and be like, you know what? Hey, let's go do this today instead of accomplishing your goal. It's like, well, I have to accomplish that goal because that's one of my three goals for today, which actually gets me the results that I really want 20 years from now, yeah. 50 years from now.
He whatever. Breaks it down to like, yeah, the 20-year goal can't be accomplished today, right. But something can be accomplished today that gets you toward the 20-year goal.
But right? by reviewing that,
yeah.
it puts his mindset, his paradigm, his perspective on the long term. So then he makes his daily task list
based on
the long
yeah,
term.
Yeah, that was from the book Hero on a Mission, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I read that.
He talked
one.
About that.
It very, was very good. You know, it kind of goes with this, but it's a story I heard. I don't know if it's true. Some people say it is, some people say it's not. But either way, it's a good story about the guy who founded the Nobel Peace Prize. Mm. And they say that he had received a newspaper article with his obituary. And somehow, it was many years ago, so there was some mix-up where they had printed that he had passed away. And he was a weapons maker. And
oh,
so
yes. I've heard about this.
They actually said that, you know, he died and he was a weapons maker known for destruction, etc. And he read that.
I think he was like an actual bomb maker or something.
Yeah. All kinds
of TNT or something like that.
Something like that. And then he saw that and was like, that's not how I want to be remembered. And he founded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah.
You know, so like, what do we know Nobel for? It's for the Peace Prize. So whether it's true or not, it's a great story. Hope it's true, but. Yeah. It does show you the power of what that obituary could do for you if it's something that's negative, you know?
Sure. Well, you know, it's important to think about these things because let's get right where everyone's at, though. So when you woke up this morning, and hopefully the first thing you thought was, I'm going to listen to the Blessed Business Podcast and I want to get all inspired and do great things. But after that thought,
I'll remain silent. No,
yes. It's like they haven't posted in a long time. I really hope today's the day.
Yeah. I hope you haven't been waking up with that because if you have, you're going to be sorely disappointed for these past few months. No.
But we're back on track now. Thank the Lord. But probably one of the first things you start thinking about is the stresses of today.
Yeah.
And also the stresses of tomorrow. You may be worried about retirement. You may be worried about what you're going to do for the weekend. You may be worried about how you're going to pay the bills by the 15th of the month or, you know, whatever it is. How am I going to pay my mortgage? What am I going to do to grow my business? Or payroll's coming up on Friday. How am I going to make that? Because I'm scrambling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a tendency, whether if you're a business owner or you're in business or you're working as an employee, you get stuck with looking at what's right in front of you because there's so much pressure in our hectic performance-based society. And we've got all these things so that like push us to view life that way. So it takes extreme commitment and intentionality to take that step back and say, you know what, I'm going to look at this a little bit different today. And so I think one of the main things we have to take away from this is it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind.
Yes.
But it takes intentionality to step away from it and to instead focus on the long term. I mean, you know, if they say, I think, was it Warren Buffett? He's obviously a well-known investor, but he talks about how it's about making smart decisions consistently over time, doing the same thing over and over again. Pick a winning strategy and just do it over and over and over again. It may be super boring.
Yeah.
But just do it over and over again.
Well, you know, the majority of his wealth came within like, I don't know if it's maybe the last 15, 20, 25 years. Yes. It was not the beginning of his career. No. It like started to compound at some point.
Yes.
Because he kept doing the same thing well over and over.
Which I highly recommend the book, The Compound Effect. Mm-hmm. It is a fantastic book. It talks about these principles. I really, really like that book. It talks about how, you know, if you can improve 1%, you know, every day or every week or even every year or whatever, but what is the compound effect, you know, over time?
Yeah.
It gives a lot of good examples of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, these are really good, principles.
Having a mindset shift happen is important, but yes, it takes intentionality. You have to raise awareness and say, okay, my mindset is not correct.
Right.
But then you also have to be intentional about, like, okay, now what am I going to do with it?
Yes.
Because a lot of people will see the problem and then like they run away from it like an ostrich and stick their head in the sand.
There's no sense in seeing the problem but not doing anything about it, right? So
right,
what are some practical things that you think that we could do to not only shift our mindset, but let's say we have an understanding. Okay, I need a long-term vision. I need to think long-term. What are some things that we could do to get there?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things you could do. Obviously, reading books that help bring awareness to this and that help give you the tools to make better decisions is good. Like we said, The Compound Effect. There's many other books out there as well. But as far as practical steps that you can do, I think there's probably, you know, four or five things that I think would be helpful to start, that you can start today. And number one is to create a 10-year vision. Now, you want to think, like we talked about earlier, aspirationally. Like you want to say, okay, it has to be a stretch. Okay, so 10 years from now, I want to be XYZ. But you can't make it unrealistic. So it'd be like, okay, Tony, I'm, you know, going bald and I'm 5'10", but in 10 years from now, I'm going to be like 6'4" and have, you know, a head full of, you know, just wonderful wavy hair, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the wavy hair if I visit Turkey and get hair implants.
Turkish hairlines.
It could, yeah, the Turkish, fly on the Turkish hairlines. I might could make that happen, but the 6'4", unless I'm walking around on stilts or really tall shoes, probably not going to happen, right? So
DeSantis might have something to sell you.
He may have something to sell. But so you want to make it practical and reasonable, but also aspirational. So like
right. You
may be looking at your financial picture and say, okay, right now I've got $10,000 in debt, you know, credit card debt, and I want to have that, you know, paid off in XYZ period of time. Well, $10,000 is a lot of money for a lot of people. But okay, for a 10-year goal, like everyone is in different place, but like
it's not aspirational.
That's
enough.
Not super aspirational enough. Cause it's like, if you really, I mean, Dave Ramsey, if you follow him, people have proven you can do that in a year, 2 years, you know, depending on your financial state, you could do that within a couple months or just a year or two. Probably you could sell some things. You could, you know, you could take on extra jobs, like $10,000. Right. That's a very accomplishable thing in a much shorter period of time. So again, like we said at the beginning of this, many people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but underestimate what they can do in 10 years. And that's why people get in a negative cycle and they're like, oh, I didn't accomplish everything I had for this year.
And you look back at the last year and it's not what you wanted it to be.
Yes.
And that can happen around this time of year.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
We're still in that look back mode for a lot of people. So.
Absolutely. But when you're setting these 10-year goals, don't sell yourself short. Okay. So you want to write these down and you want them to be, you know, let's say 10 years from now, I want to have a thriving business that makes XYZ dollars, right? Or I want to be able to have X number of dollars saved for my retirement. Or maybe in 10 years, you want to be retired, right? Depending on where you're at in life. Or in 10 years, I want to have, you know, this kind of relationship with my spouse or with my family or with this. So think about what you want your life to look like financially, in business, in relationships, spiritually, in ministry, whatever. And all the areas that are important to you, you want to take a look at that and say, okay, 10 years from now, if I woke up and that was my life, what would really make me feel very accomplished and be happy, right? That's what you want to do. And that really is going to start to change your perspective. And then that will trickle down to your day-to-day steps. But what are some other things, Tony, you think?
Well, those are really good. And I think focusing on our daily habits, where we invest our time, what we do every day, and making sure that we look at those as having value, but yet we don't expect them to yield instant results. Mm. So it's really that whole, you know, 1% improvement, like you mentioned, the compound effect. It's like the Atomic Habits book, James Clear. You
that's
know,
great.
Those things really do add up daily wins.
Yes.
You know, those are the things like, you know, spending time reading.
Yes.
Right? Like reading these things. Because if you're reading books, for instance, that help stretch your vision, but you make that a daily habit.
Yes.
That's something that's going to add up, because you're not just tagging into inspiration, for instance. Mm-hmm. You're doing something every day to keep that at the forefront. So that's a simple thing that can add up.
Yes.
Right.
Or if you want to have a healthy marriage 10 years from now, right? Because if you just ignore it, even if you have a healthy marriage today, 10 years from now, you won't if you ignore it. So, okay, I'm going to text my wife and tell her either in person and somehow I'm going to communicate with her if we're apart. Every day I'm going to say, I love you. And I'm going to not just say it. I'm going to find one way to show it every day.
Right.
And then once a week, I'm going to take her out on a date, or once a month or whatever. I'm going to take some special time away from her. So whatever that looks like, start shifting away from instant gratification and start thinking about the compound effect. Because the compound effect in your marriage, if you do that every day, even if you have a bad marriage today, you start doing a couple of little things like that.
It'll make a difference. Yeah.
A week goes by, 2 weeks go by, a month, a year, 10 years, there is going to be improvement.
Yep. And let's say you have your business, right? And sure, you are wanting to grow that. Well, mm-hmm, identifying where you need to be in the future. And then if it's, for instance, you know, you need to increase your sales, right? Well, mm-hmm, what can you do today?
Sure.
So there's education you can get, right? You can learn how to be a better salesman. Mm-hmm. You can make those calls, you know, make new connections, right? Well, maybe it's like, maybe there's a weekly meeting of business leaders
in your community, or something like that.
So like maybe that's something you do once a week, right? Or maybe there's an event somewhere that's a yearly event that you really think would. So you mean like there's different time horizons, sure, with all of this, but making sure that you're investing into the skills that are going to pay off long-term. And it's like, it's kind of like a combination of investing in skills and at the same time building habits. Mm-hmm. They both go hand in hand, you know?
It's like, I want to be a multimillionaire when I retire, but if you don't start putting away $50 or $100 a month or a week, or, you know, however, whatever increment you can do, if you don't start doing that now, even though that seems small, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what makes you think you're going to ever get there? You're just going to win the lottery, but, and I don't even play the lottery, but if that's my plan of winning it, I mean, that's really a terrible plan, right? But what can I do today to start that compounding growth?
Yes. And one of the ways to do that is surrounding yourself with long-term thinkers.
Yes.
So your environment is really important. Mm-hmm. Being around people who are encouraging for where you need to go, who have elements of what you want to have, right? Even if it's not in the specific area that you're looking to grow in, but although that would be helpful, but just the general mindset of the people around you
makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. And I even think of, there was someone I was talking with recently, and it wasn't even about topics like this, but it's like, you can't also be an all or nothing when it comes to this. And what I mean by that is, let's say, you know, if we're talking in financial terms, you want to be Jeff Bezos.
Sure.
You want to be, well,
financially.
Yeah, financially.
Or Elon Musk.
Yeah, like right, one of the top, you know, guys out there. You don't skip the levels on the way there, right? You can't say I'm just, here I am, I don't have anything.
Sure.
Right? But I only want to be around the billionaires.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like at least if there's millionaires around you,
that's a good step in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely. They're going to help you get there. You know what I'm saying? So like you can't skip the levels
in between
and in between. Oh. And that, well, that's spiritually,
that's awesome.
Financially, that's business wise. Like there's usually steps up in the ladder. Now you can be, you know, see multiplication and see increase and zoom faster than you expect. But you're not going to go from 0 to 100 overnight.
No.
So if you've got opportunities around you, take advantage of them.
Because that is the next step that's right in front of you on that journey. And it may feel like baby steps, but you're making progress. So, and by surrounding yourself with people that are long-term thinkers, that are successful, that are, you know, ideally what you want to be or on that path, even if it's maybe not all the way where you want to be, but like you said, at the next level of where you want to be, then stretch yourself to be able to, even if it's intimidating at first, stretch yourself to be around people like that. And then, you know, I think, you know, another thing is, you know, to be patient and stay the course. You don't give up when results are immediate, aren't immediate, you know.
Right.
I've struggled with working out for a long time because I'll go to the gym and I'll pump, you know, my, you know, a little 5 pound weights. I mean, not maybe a little bit more than that, but, but you know, I've got my little like wimpy little weights and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. Right. And I do it for like 2 days and I'm like, man, I feel a little better, but like there's like not significant change. But
yeah,
the few times that I've actually like stuck with it, it's like, oh wow. Like a week, 2 weeks later of like doing this, it's like you can actually feel the progress. Mm-hmm. The same thing, whether you're investing, whether you're building a business, whether you haven't started a business, but you want to launch a business, whether your career is not where you want it to be, but you've got a career, you've got a, you know, a job or whatever, but you're not everything. It's not everything you want it to be. Be patient with that. Say, you know what? Okay. It takes time and release yourself from the pressure of being already having already arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Because I for years I struggled with wanting to have already arrived, because I felt like, okay, God was calling me to be a business owner, to be successful, to be a millionaire or a multimillionaire or whatever, and to mm-hmm. give and to go places and do things and like have an impact on the world and all these different things. But it's like, all that's great, but like what you said, if you don't take care of what's right in front of you, it's never going to happen. So that's one, you know, one thing. But also, even things that God has promised for you, like we talked about with Abraham, even things that God has promised you or things that you've been working diligently on and doing everything you can in your power, even if you get everything together, it still takes time.
Yes.
To release yourself from the pressure and the feeling of failure if you didn't accomplish it overnight.
Right.
Because nobody does.
Right. Yep.
And now I know like TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all these social media, YouTube, all these social media platforms make it seem like you can, or like, you know, stars of this world, right? Make it look like, oh wow, man, that just seems like boom, overnight. And they weren't overnight success, most of them either.
Mm-mm.
But even at that, it's like, oh wow, this just happened so quickly for them, but it's not happening that quickly for me. Stop judging yourself by other people who are really not. It's not reality.
No, you know? It's not. And everybody starts at different places.
Yes.
Everybody has different things to work with.
And don't get a victim mentality. Sorry, I'm jumping in here. Don't get a victim mentality saying that's not fair because they started with a heads up, head start. You have to start from where you're at.
Yes.
And work from there. And you can't change that, because the truth is you're probably ahead of a lot of people.
Absolutely.
If you look at the world as a total,
100%.
You're way further ahead.
Yeah. You can't get a mindset that looked down on where you are currently in the sense of moving forward, right?
Yes.
You got to just say, well, this is what I have. This is what God has given me. This is where he's placed me. And this is what I need to do right here. Mm-hmm. I remember his brother Joseph Adams talked about
yes.
that in one of our personal growth classes,
at our
just
church,
about,
yeah.
you know, looking ahead at this door that God wants to bring you through, and then looking down right in front of you and taking that next step. And I think what you were saying like here is for people who are taking those steps, that even in that, there's going to be some delay between
yes.
the action and the results.
Well, think about King David. He was
yep.
anointed for years before he was ever actually sitting on the throne.
Right.
And he was persecuted and chased around the country in the meantime, waiting on it to come to fulfillment. I mean, you read through some of those Psalms, they're depressing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
It's like, woe is me,
yes.
you know? I've got this promise
I'm
and this
flea,
vision.
You know?
I'm just a flea on a dog, you know? It's like, but you know what? God had his timing.
Yeah.
And so when you are a Christian and you have the favor and the blessing of God in your life, it doesn't exempt you from having a timetable.
Mm-mm.
And who's in control of that timetable? God.
Yeah.
He can speed it up. And he can slow it down. Now, only thing we can do is prepare and position ourselves and do everything we can to be ready for it. And those are important, because sometimes God is waiting on us.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you've done all you know to do, just be patient. Kind of like the book 3 Feet from Gold, where the guy, you know, was like sold everything, moved out to, I think, California or New Mexico somewhere. And he was like digging in a mine and then like gave up, right? And sold it. And then like, literally, I think they hit one of the largest veins of gold in
that
entire region, 3 feet further from where he was. So
yeah.
It's like, it's a wonderful book. It's really good. I'm probably butchered the story a little bit, but that's kind of the essence of it. And that really, that story stood out to me because it's like, you know, how many times do we give up right before
it could be right we get there? Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, like you mentioned with David, you know, he had big gaps between his anointing and mm-hmm. when he became king.
Yes.
And like a lot of people don't necessarily realize, but he had three different anointings. The first one was from Samuel. The second one was from Judah. The third one was from the rest of the tribes of Israel.
That's right. Because even though he was anointed king over all of Israel, not all of Israel came all at the same time. I forgot about that.
No,
that's a good point. Yeah.
So, you know, you had
it was incremental.
The first one,
like
following that was like 10 years on the run.
Yeah.
Right. Then he becomes king.
Yeah.
But with only part of the promise being fulfilled. So it was all, you know, happened in sequence and happened incrementally.
Yes.
So, but you know, you just think of, oh, David became king. Yes. But it was a process, right? Mm-hmm. And even though God anointed him and gave him the authority and power to do it, it still took time. So even if God has anointed you for something and given you vision, you know where you're going, just know it may take some time to get there, but you'll get there.
Well, and Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So if you're listening to this and you've put seed in the ground, your harvest is on the way.
Yes.
Don't give up. All right. So let's do a kind of a quick little recap, and then we're going to kind of bring this to a close. So your action steps. So first, think long term.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a microwave society, Instacart, Instagram, all these things. Don't buy into the fake reality of what other people have sold you is a lie. That's not reality. It takes time and planning and consistency to achieve success, right? But some things that you can do is, one, create that 10-year vision. Shift from instant gratification to compound growth mindset. That's what you need to think. Okay, how is this going to compound over time? And number three is invest in skills that will pay off long term. Like you were talking about, mm-hmm. invest in yourself, read books, get certifications, invest in skills and things that will help pay off long term. Number four is surround yourself with long term thinkers, successful people that have accomplished something, people that have thought long term and seen that come to fruition, because that will be encouraging to you as well. And number five is be patient and stay the course.
Yep. So here's your challenge for the week.
Okay. So for me or for the audience?
No, for the audience.
I might need to take this on too. We'll see.
So write down that 10-year vision. You know, do it for every area of your life. Do it for your spiritual life, business,
your
family, finances, right?
If you wake up 10 years from now, what is your life going to look like?
What's your life going to look like?
Are you going to be happy?
And if you've never done anything like that, it can feel weird at first, but you know what? It's a step, mm-hmm. right? Take that step, do that. And then identify one small step that you can take today to move in that direction.
To make that a reality.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Blessed Business Podcast. As always, we want you to succeed and be blessed and to grow, whether you're in your career or launching a business or about to launch a business, whatever it is, we want to support you. So one of the things that we have is we have some different content on our website. We've got more podcasts in our feed that you can go back and listen to. We've got new ones coming out, and we actually have some online courses that you can take as well. One specifically that we focus on is how to launch a business. So it's our launch course. And so if you're looking to launch a business and take things to the next level in your finances and take control of your life from a career standpoint, that's something you may want to check out. So again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.